Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. I want to thank you for another day that you've made, a brand new day that you have made. As I sit in this airport, God, and I offer unto you this sacrifice of praise God, I just want to say thank you, for you have been so good. You have been better to me than I have been to myself. You are a wonderful Savior. You are a magnificent God. Words cannot even express how great you are. But as I sit here and I acknowledge that you alone are God, you are the most important thing to me in all the world. Doesn't matter where I find myself at, God, it's always a good time to pray. It's always a good time to give you glory. It's always a good time to give you praise. It's always a good time to magnify the God of our salvation, because each and every day, God, you breathe life into us. You woke me up this morning, and you allowed me to see this brand new, wonderful, and beautiful day that you have made. And as we commit ourselves to you, as we submit ourselves to your authority this day, I ask, God, that you have your way, that you come to more and have your way in our hearts and our minds and our souls on this day. For you have great things in store for us this day. Yesterday is passed away. Tomorrow is not a promised day, but today is a gift of love, a gift of mercy, a gift of grace, a gift of favor, a gift of victory, God, that you have in store for us as we go through this day. Lead us and guide us that we may not lean unto our own understanding, but in everything that we do, God, we may give you glory, we may give you adoration, we may give you honor, and we may give you praise. God, it's a hard thing to pray, oh God, without getting so excited, but I thank you because joy is welling up down in my soul because you are the risen King. You are seated in majesty. You're worthy of honor. You're worthy of glory. You're worthy of majesty. You're worthy to be lifted up. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified, and you're worthy of the highest praise. Hallelujah, God, it's not even enough, Lord. If we can cry out all day, holy, 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 we would be willing to do that because, God, you are holy. And you said they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. My flesh, oh God, cannot understand how holy you are. But the spirit man that you have placed in me, God, the Holy Spirit that you allow to abide in me as well, God, lets me know that you are a holy God and you're looking for a holy people. So, God, make us whole and make us holy before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that whatever you may have come our way on this day, that you may be pleased with us. God, that's my desire every single day, is to make you smile, God, to make you proud of me, God, to make you pleased with me by my actions, by my walking, by my talking, by my light that I'm shining, because I want the light of Jesus to shine through me so that men might see my good works but give you the glory, God, because all of the glory and all of the honor, it belongs to you. All of my praise, God, it belongs to you. God, my worship, oh God, it belongs to you, God. My attention, my adoration, God, my focus, it all belongs to you because you are the source of my life. You are the source of my strength. You are the reason why I'm able to live and move and have my very being on this day. You are the God of my salvation. And so we bless you with all of our hearts, with all of our minds, and with all of our souls on this day. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I'm rejoicing and I'm glad because you are the God of my salvation. Now, God, continue to bless us. I want to thank you for keeping us all day long yesterday as you allowed us to make it to our different destinations safely. Thank you for safe traveling mercies, God, as I went over the airways, and Lady McCowan and Mother McCowan and Crystal as they went over the highways, God. Though, God, things came about, oh God, that caused difficulty in our lives, God, we thank you that you brought us to it. And not only did you bring us to it, but God, you brought us through it, God. We may not be pleased with some of the things that have come our way, but our God shall supply all of our needs. And we know this day that all things work together for our good. So it may look ugly, but God, good is coming out of it. We thank you, God, because bad is not our ending, but good, oh God, great is our ending, God. I mean, bad is not our ending, but God, greatness is our ending. Because you said he that hath begun a good work in us is able to perform it. And you have an expected end for us each and every single day. Oh God, when we lay our heads down, God, that's the end of the day. But God, you allow joy to come in the morning, God, to bless us and renew us and to revive us and to restore us. Oh God, so every day that we have a chance to breathe air, oh God, it's another day of victory. It's another day that you're going to keep us. And it's another day that you're going to work all things together for our good. And so, God, bless us on this day. Keep your hands of protection all around us all this day. We plead the blood even now that you would cast the devil out of the minds and cast the devil out of the wheels and cast the devil out of the way. He comes to steal. He's nothing but a thief, a cowardly lion. He is not a ruin. I mean, he does not have any power. He has no authority over our lives. So we speak those things that are not as though they were. I declare peace on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. I declare right now that the ways are already made straight right now, those crooked ways and those traps that the enemy is trying to set before your people. Oh God, we plead the blood, oh God, that your strength and your power, oh God, will give us direction to go around those things, oh God, and even cross over them if it's your desire for us to do that, and bless us and lead us and guide us in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may keep our heads up high, that we may look to the hills, knowing our help cometh from you, and you sitteth high and you looketh low, God, and so lead your people and direct your people right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the wisdom, oh God, that we need for this day. Give us the understanding that we need for this day. Help us to walk and talk to you, God, that your glory might be revealed, God. Help us, oh God, to lean not into our own understanding, but in everything that we do, acknowledge you so that you may direct our pathways. God, yesterday, God, we don't want another yesterday, but God, we want a new day to you, with you. And we thank you, oh God, everything that you do is new. You said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become as new. God, you bless me with this brand new day. And so I don't have to worry, oh God, about old things. God, I'm made new today. I'm new. I speak newness into the lives of your people right now. God, I speak refreshing, oh God, a refreshing, a brand newness today. Oh God, I bind tiredness and I bind sickness. I bind pain on every hand right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Under those that are the sounds of my voice, God, I bind, oh God, everything that's unlike you, Lord, and let your will be done, God. Whatever you have come our way, God, we know that we shall be victorious, oh God, because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And so, God, we bless you, God, because you are, oh God, the source of everything that we need. Our lives are in your hands. And since our lives are in your hands, God, we trust you today. Oh God, we have an imagination, oh God, that pleases you today. We know nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us from being able to move forward. Oh God, nothing will prevent us from getting the victory today. Oh God, everything that is for us, oh God, we shall attain today. We shall gain, oh God. We shall conquer, God, and we shall come out all right, oh God, on top, because that's the way, oh God, you have planned it for our day this day. Another day that you have made, another day of victory. And so, God, as we continue to travel along these highways, we pray that you grant us safe traveling mercies and grace in the mighty name of Jesus. And then those that are traveling to work this morning, oh God, or maybe at work this morning, we pray for a protective covering around them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. What can keep us? What can hold us? What can separate us from, God, those things that are ungodly, those things that try to steal, kill, and destroy? What is our protection? Who is our hope? Our hope is built in nothing less than Jesus and his blood and his righteousness. So let the blood cover us even now, God, and go before us, God. Oh God, we thank you because you already made the way. You've already opened up the door. God, you've already made the way of escape for any trap that the enemy has set before us. And so, God, help us to walk up with our head held high, knowing that you are leading us and you are guiding us, and you have already granted us the victory. Have your way, God, even now, God, and bless the services, oh God, this day. Thank you for, oh God, those that stood in the gap yesterday at Praise Center. Grant them, oh God, favor on this day for their obedience, oh God, and their diligence and faithfulness to the ministry. And then those that went down to the women's convention, God, we pray that you send a supernatural rain, God, like none other in that place. Oh God, that your anointing, God, may destroy the yoke. Lives may be changed, oh God, and people may be encouraged to run on to see what the end is going to be. Oh God, bless them for their sacrifice. Bless them, oh God, for their desire to chase after you. Oh God, bless them for all that they put into your hands, God, for our lives are in your hands. And anytime we sacrifice and we offer unto you a sacrifice, God, you are pleased with us. And so, God, let the sacrifice of our God, let it fill our mouths on this day. As we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, we must do it with the fruit of our lips. God, sing sweet nothings in your ear. Oh, God, tell you that we love you, that there's no one like you, that we magnify you and glorify you, oh, God, that you are the very joy, oh, God, and source of our lives. God, let your sweet nothings fill our lips today. Oh, God, our mouths today, that you may come and inhabit the praises of your people. We long to be with you. We long to be in your presence. We long for your anointing to fall afresh on us, God, and we long for you to fill our cups even now. God, empty out the junk, empty out the anything that's unlike you, oh God, that will cause us to be disconnected from you, and fill us completely, God, from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet until we run over with more of you. Remove frustration, remove doubt, remove concern, remove anything that will cause our imagination to be limited or, God, to be, oh, God, inadequate. But, God, give us such an imagination like a child, oh, God, that we can dream dreams and see visions and prophesy according to your word, that we may speak life into ourselves and speak life into our loved ones and speak life into those that we come across. Give us spiritual discernment, Lord. Oh, God, that we may see what you need us to see, that we may speak life into those that we come across so that we may be the witnesses that you call for us to be. It's time for us to go. Go there, ye therefore, and teach all nations, God, to draw them in, oh, God, to be witnesses in Judea, Jerusalem, and Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the world, God, wherever it may be, on the metro, God, in the slug lines, Lord, on our jobs in D.C., God, wherever it may be, oh, God, in the retirement center, God, we want to let the world know that Jesus still saves the day. You are our Redeemer, our strong tower, our weed maker, the wheel in the middle of a wheel. You are our God and the present help in the time of trouble, and we want to say thank you for being a rock in the weary land, God, a shelter in the time of storms. Thank you, God, today for being everything that we need and more. You are everything, God, and we love you, God, today, and we magnify you for your goodness, magnify you for your glory, and magnify you for your grace. Oh, God, I want to say thank you, even though I have a desire to continue to pray. For your word tells us that men ought to always pray. And though it appears to be getting louder and louder in this place, God, you're still worthy to be magnified. You're still worthy to be adored. It doesn't matter, God. You are still the very God of this present time and moment. And so, God, I won't, oh, God, reject you. I won't, oh, God, let anything go. But, God, I'll give you all that you're deserving of, and you're deserving of all the glory, you're deserving of all the honor, and you're deserving of all the praise. God bless us, God. As we go to our different destinations on this day, we pray for strength, God, strength for the task that you have at hand. But then, God, we pray for supernatural refreshing, God, that only you can give, a rain, oh, God, a refreshing, God, a renewing, God, that only you can give, that we may grow stronger, that we may continue to march on, that we may remain steadfast in you, God, and continue to be about our Father's business on this day. We thank you, God, for what you have in store for us, and we thank you for bringing us through it and bringing us to it. Bless us even now. Keep us in your hands all the day long, and we'll give you glory, we'll give you honor, and we'll give you praise on this day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and we'll shall rejoice and be glad, and we thank you this day. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.